It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Did you see the video of the BC mascot, the Kelowna Rockets mascot, just drilling the boards the other day? So he was out on the ice on a quad, which is always a great idea. And sometimes these mascots, they get clipping. Like, he's not the only mascot to ever go out on the ice on a quad, all right? And sometimes they get clipping. And he did not quite realize his speed, and he got spinning around, and he actually went ass end first into the boards pretty hard, like hard enough for him to fly off the quad. And you know what? Got up like a champ. Got up, cheered, like it was no big deal. But he hit, like, that had to hurt. That had to hurt. The video is amazing to watch. And he just doesn't really flinch. Here's something that I've noticed, and a lot of people are acting like raccoons are lovable creatures. They are not. They're trash pandas. Okay? They dig through garbage. They're scavengers. I don't understand the appeal of raccoons now all of a sudden. They're not good. And you know what? Their team, the Kelowna Rockets, they posted the video of Rocky the raccoon hitting the boards. And even their comment says it. Further evidence that raccoons are indestructible.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Today is the official start to NFL free agency. They could actually sign today. So I know you're saying, well, haven't they been doing that the last 2 days? So negotiations were open on Monday. All right, they're allowed to talk to teams on Monday. Come on. It's not. Listen, they've been talking to teams for a long time. Okay, some of these deals came together pretty quick. But officially, they've been able to talk since Monday. So as of 4 p.m. Eastern time today, NFL free agency officially begins. There have been some big moves so far. Big, big money moves. Kirk Cousins is off to the Atlanta Falcons. For $180 million, $90 million guaranteed. Baker Mayfield re-signing with Tampa for $100 million. The big one, a lot of people were watching, Derrick Henry, star running back. He's off to Baltimore, and that combination of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, that is going to be that's going to be a beast. It really is. Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles. So again, nothing. I shouldn't say nothing, but technically not official until NFL free agency kicks off today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, watch all the tickers, although not that it matters anymore because you don't really care about teams anymore. We care about individual players. So I guess all that will change are the letters next to your player on your fantasy draft lineup. That's about it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
They asked a class action lawyer which items you need to be particularly careful to buy, all right? So these are things they've had major issues with, major lawsuits about, and some of them aren't real big shockers, like medical devices. Yeah, okay, if you're going to buy a pacemaker, you might want to do your research on it. It's going to be shocking your heart. You know, you might want to check in on that. Big home-related purchases, yeah, because they're expensive, and there's a lot on the line. Your home is your biggest financial investment, likely. So, yeah, if you're going to get your roof done or plumbing done or anything like that, make sure they're using the right products. Although, I'm sure your plumber will be heavily annoyed if you're like, what kind of pipe is that? Who makes that PVC? Can I check the rate? Okay. All right. You also have to trust them a little bit. Toys and baby products. Yeah, of course. You hear about this all the time. There's recalls all the time on things like car seats. Those bouncy chairs? Oh, how about this? The things we used to roll around on when we were kids and we'd walk and then we'd fall down the stairs and you were trapped in them. They were horrible death machines. Pharmaceutical drugs. Yeah. You've heard of OxyContin? I would be careful around pharmaceutical drugs. Again, most of this stuff, it makes sense. And also, this class action lawyer says you should check and make sure that the items you buy aren't involved in a class action lawsuit already. Oh, my God. buying things is exhausting.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Much like a lot of cities, New Orleans is going through a little bit of an infrastructure issue. That includes their police department headquarters. It's falling apart. It's getting old. And it's becoming an issue, not just with the officers, but with the rats. Rats are breaking into the evidence room and eating the weed and getting high. They say, quote, they're all high when they talk about the rats. Yeah, I mean, here's the crazy thing. The 7-Eleven next door also broken into. They're also noticing a lot of Doritos bags just with little bite marks, just a little bit. Listen, I get it. Here's what I want you to do. Next time you partake in the devil's lettuce, I want you to think about the fact that there are rats that are high. Now, right now, that might not seem like a big deal to you. But again, the situation needs to be right. So when you're next, think of high rats.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Chocolate prices are on the way up again. Yeah. Listen, you know, last year this happened right before Easter, too. I know. It's good for me because I'm watching my weight a little bit, trying to. So, you know what? High chocolate prices aren't going to do anything to anyone. If you want chocolate, you're going to get chocolate. It's a horrible addiction, chocolate. And I used to never like it. It was never my thing. Up until like 35, it was salty all the way. That's always what I like, salt and vinegar, chips, anything chips, crackers, all that stuff. And then once I hit 35, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a hormonal thing. No idea. But now, chocolate. If it's in the house, I will eat it. Like I've said this before, mini eggs are like crack cocaine. I will go nuts over those things. So you know what? Cadbury, do your best. Bring those prices all the way up. Does not matter. I will purchase your product.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Lake McDonald is coming along very nice in front of our house right now. Much like everybody else, everything's, you know, melting. And it is just creating a giant lake in front of our home. And it's big. I look at all the other neighbors. Their driveways, yeah, they got a little bit of water. Not bad. Mine is just like, I'm telling you, I had to haul the garbage bin in front of our house last night, and I forgot my galoshes. I just did it in my runners, and that was a mistake. Got a booter, as they used to call them back in the day. You ever get booters? There's something about, yesterday I saw a guy walking around in rubber boots, like just out for a walk. There's something about a man in rubber boots that still makes him look like a toddler. Like they don't seem like adult. They're very smart. You should wear rubber boots. Listen, this is rubber boot season. Or wellies, as some people call them. I think wellies is a thing. But when you see a grown man in rubber boots, there's something about it. I'm just like, are you going to feed the cows right now? You're either going to feed the cows or mommy and daddy told you to put your galoshes on so you can go to the store and buy a big slam Pepsi. There's no middle ground there. But again, it was smart of that person to be out wearing rubber boots. It's just, it's a vibe.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Air travel, not that fun right now. And you know what? You don't get to pick which plane you fly on. Now, you can look it up and see exactly what kind of plane you're going to be on, and you can decide whether you want to travel or not. But you can't call up the airline and be like, nah, switch planes. I'm not going to go on that. Unless maybe you have that kind of power. I know I don't. But Boeing isn't getting the best name right now. So it was last week when a wheel came loose from one of their planes and smashed through a car. And then it was not too long ago that basically a door flew off mid-flight. And now news is coming out that they're not doing too well when it comes to their audits and inspections. They failed 33 audits. last year. In one case, the air safety agency observed mechanics using a hotel key card to check a door seal to see if it was tight enough. In another case, FAA saw mechanics apply liquid Dawn soap to a door seal to use as lubricant in the fit-up process. They just had liquid Dawn soap? Here's the thing. I'm not gonna cast too many stones from my glass house, because there was a time in order to get my damage deposit back on my apartment, I did fill in some holes in the wall with mayonnaise and toothpaste, but nobody's gonna die.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Another giant mystery monolith has appeared. Remember that? Yeah, it was very 2021, right? These giant mystery steel monoliths showing up in locations all throughout North America. Some showing up in like the middle of the desert. They were weird. Giant, tall, silver, triangular-shaped monoliths. In fact, everybody said, well, this is Banksy. And then monoliths showed up, and they had "not Banksy" scrawled all over it. The aliens know how to write. I don't know if it's aliens or not. But one just appeared in Wales on the side of a Welsh hill called Hay-on-Wye. 10-foot tall block of steel. I know who's doing it. I know who's doing it. There are only a couple of times ever that Toblerone is ever mentioned. That's around Christmas time. And in these articles, where the only description for the monolith is a giant Toblerone-shaped metal object. So, Toblerone, I know what you're up to.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan, weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.